Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life, the host of this show being The Spice of Life, where I play post-rock and just kind of hang out. So we are going to play some post-rock today, and we are going to start it off with the song Love Builds Up by the band Comrades off their album The Refugee. Here we go. We just heard the band Comrades playing the song Love Builds Up. And I hope you like that song. I like that song. I think that's a cool song. And in big news of the date today, which actually I realize now it won't make much sense because I'm pre-recording the show. So tangent, and then I'll get back to the original story. This time slot that I have the show for is from 2 to 3 on Thursdays. So right now it's like, I guess, just after 2, like 2:05-ish. But I have work then because I started this new job where I'm doing science, and it's really exciting, and I'm happy that I'm doing science. It's cool. I did science stuff all day today. But today in my time is the 5th because I'm pre-recording the show because I can't do actually the show from 2 to 3 on Thursdays, because that's when I have a job. So what that means is that this is the past, and what that further means is that today in my time is the 5th, and the exciting thing about that is that it's the 5th of May, which is Cinco de Mayo, which is Spanish for a sandwich with mayo. And if you've been listening to the show long enough, you remember when I made that joke about a Marnie Stern song, and I still think it's funny, and so I'm going to repeat it again, because maybe you haven't heard it, and if you have heard it, then I'm the kind of person that repeats jokes over again, because he thinks they're funny. Because a lot of the times I'm making a joke for me, and I still think that's quite funny. Not to say that I think I'm funny myself, but I do laugh at my own jokes, and this is currently what's happening. So if you're out there listening, I just laughed at my own joke, and I'm going to play another song, and I'm not even going to be that embarrassed about it. This next song I want to play is by the band All These Fallen Trees. The song is Lil Timmy Goes to the Dentist. It sounds kind of goofy, but it's actually a really lovely song, so I hope you enjoy it. It's off their album This Is Where We Are, which is for Name Your Price, free/Name Your Price off Bandcamp, which is cool. So I picked it up recently, and it's just a great album. It's a great album. So the song is Lil Timmy Goes to the Dentist by All These Fallen Trees. Thank you. That was Lil Timmy Goes to the Dentist by All These Fallen Trees. And that is a really cool song. I hope you agree with me. Hopefully you do. Because I like it when people agree with me. Just fundamentally. Just have a fundamental need to be agreed with. That brings me to my next point, which is really the first important thing that I've had to say this whole thing so far, maybe even in the entire episode today. But I plugged them last week, and I'm going to do it again this week because I'm going to be there, and it's going to be really cool. The band Solstafear is playing with Ancient Wisdom, Seven Nines and Tens, and Spell at Astoria Pub on Saturday. Doors are at 8, show starts at 9. I'm going to be there. It's going to be really cool because Solstafear is Icelandic post-black metal, and they're really nice. So the next song that I have for you guys is by them, but I just thought I'd mention it. You can get tickets online. You can get tickets at Red Cat and I think maybe Neptune too. There's a Facebook page about it, and I'm sure if you Googled Solstafear, which is S-O-L-S-T-A-F-I-R, you could probably find more details about it. But I'm going to play a song by them next, and then if it's the kind of thing that you're into, you should come, and then we'll hang out. I'll be there. I don't know if you'll recognize me. Maybe I'll pick something bodacious to wear. I think what'll set me apart is, like, at any sort of metal concert, people that are regulars at metal concerts look like they're regulars at metal concerts. I decidedly do not look like a regular at a metal concert, so I will not be wearing all black. My hair is not that grungy. It's a little bit long right now, but it's not that grungy. And I won't have the belts or the wristbands with the metal studs on them. The things, I don't do that. I'll probably just be, like, looking really excited to be there. So, It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. It's something you guys should think about if it's something you want to do. So in that vein, I want to play the Solstafear song that I brought for you today, called Ota, I think. It's got a little accent on the O, so I don't really know how it's supposed to be pronounced. But O-T-T-A. And it's also the titular track. Sounds like a dirty word, but it's not. It just means title track of the album, because the album is also Oda. And it's cool. It's post-blacky, it's heavy, and then there's banjo, so I'm just gonna leave it at that because the banjo is just real nice. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Ota by Solstafir, and I think that's a cool song. I think they're a cool band, and I know they're playing this Saturday at the Astoria, and that's the last time I'm going to plug it. But I really, like, they're not paying me or anything like that. I'm just going to be there, and I think it's a cool show, so I thought I would mention it. And then even if you don't go, they're a cool band, so now you know they exist, which is cool. And just Icelandic stuff. Icelandic's a cool language. All the languages in Scandinavia and surrounding areas are really, really beautiful languages. I should know. I took Swedish for a semester and learned not a whole lot, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, what's good? Starting this new job. I just started it on Monday. And it's really interesting working in a lab. It's something that I haven't really done. And it's interesting and it's new and it's science. And it's really good. I'm enjoying it. I spent most of the day doing, like, learning some techniques and stuff like that. And just figuring out how the lab works. And I'm really excited. I'm working on some exciting projects, which I would try to explain. But I feel like I would just butcher, because they're confusing and I don't really understand what I'm going to be doing yet. Suffice to say, I'm going to be playing with bacteria and making science happen, which is exciting and something that I've been wanting to do for a while. So that's good. That's good. Good things are good. It's different from the construction that I've done in the past. I used to just work in construction, and that's very much a different gig. Just because it's like brain work and body work is construction, and it's different, everything about it is different. Anyway, this next song that I want to play for you today is by the band Atra Eterna. The song is Zero Machine off the album Machinations, and it's a little electronic, a little more electronic than a lot of the stuff I play. There's no banjo, which is a shame. So if you came here for just the banjo, I'm afraid that's kind of it for the banjo today. But it's a good song too, and I hope you like it. So, Zero Machine by Atra Eterna. Thank you. That song was Zero Machine by Atra Turner. Simple song, a short song, but I liked it. It's atmospheric, it's good, it's got a good vibe. Kind of makes me wonder what exactly a Zero Machine would do. And I can't really come up with a satisfying answer. Like maybe it just produces zeros. Like it's a 3D printer that just prints 3D zeros. Or potentially it makes smoke rings and it just shoots out, and they're zero shaped, shoots out several smoke rings. Or it could do nothing, and the zero could be symbolic of the nothing. Or it could be a machine that does different stuff, but it's shaped like a zero. Can you tell? I've worked for like 9 hours today. Can you tell? I can tell. One funny thing happened today at work, though, that I want to tell you guys about. So I was working on something, and one of my supervisors was like, "Okay, when you're done, just sing, and I'll come over." And I was like, "What song do you want me to sing?" And she's like, "Surprise me." And I think she thought it was just a joke, but I finished, and I was like, "Well, I might as well sing." So I was like, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." And everyone in the lab was just like, "What is he doing?" And I was like, "Yeah, things are going to be different and a lot more fun now that I'm working here." But the tough part of that is there has to be a balance between fun stuff and serious stuff. And so sometimes I think maybe I make things more fun than they should be serious. I'm still finding the balance, because I don't want people to be like, "Oh, like he's just a kidder." I don't want to give him stuff to do because he's a kidder and he's not going to take it seriously. I want to take everything seriously. It's just like, you can do a good job and also have fun, and I think you can have fun in anything you do, and I think you should. Like, I think you're not going to enjoy it if it's not fun. So it's partly about like you enjoying the work, but it's also partly about you stepping up and being like, "I am gonna make my workplace a little more fun today." And so I hope they like that I'm doing that and not don't like it. But I guess, you know, I'll hear from them if it's something they don't like, I would hope. So anyway, I'll update you guys, I guess, if you care. Maybe you don't, maybe you do. Maybe you have like a shrine of me or for me, or like a scrapbook maybe, or a scrapbook shrine. If you have my hair, that's weird, but congratulations on getting it. I imagine it must have not been easy. But I think if you go to the dark part of the internet on... You can go to some like deep black markety websites and find it, but it's pretty expensive. So congratulations on that. I applaud your dedication to having a shrine of me. Weird though, but just like, if you keep it to yourself and it doesn't involve me, I guess like there's nothing I can do about it. It's not a big deal, and I don't really know about it, so it's not a problem anyway. This next song I would like to play for you is by the band Atsuko Chiba. The song is Fata Morgana by the band Jin. That's, no, off the album Jin. The band is Atsuko Chiba. And I thought I was done doing that, but I'm not done doing that, I guess. Band Atsuko Chiba, song Fata Morgana. Here it is. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. for Sexy in Van City with your host, Caroline McGillivray. Sexy in Van City focuses on all things that are sexy in Van City, such as relational and sexual health with oneself, partners, and current events in the city.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
So, before those public service announcements, we heard the song Fata Morgana by the band Atsuko Chiba. And this brings me to a very interesting point. So I was reading the other day about a bit about history, and I'm not that interested in history. I don't read a lot of history, but this came across my plate. And so I was reading that it's really interesting, procedure that the Romans would do once they had taken over a new land. So they did a lot of slavery stuff, but when they captured territory, they would go to the leader and then remove his arms and his feet, so that they could, when they had completely captured and taken over that whole territory, then their forces would be disarmed and defeated. So on that note, I might as well move on and play the song Fractured by Autumn's Gray Solace. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Fractured by Autumn's Gray Solace. And a bit different from the other stuff I've been playing, but that's the way of it. A little more on the shoegazy side of things, but that was really, I guess, more of a dream pop song. But there's a blurred line between shoegaze and dream pop. I'm sure that will offend some people, but to me, there's certainly an interface between those two. So, moving forward, we still have like 15-ish minutes left. So, I have a couple more songs to play for you today, and a couple more words to say for you today. And, oh, that reminds me. So, last week I also pre-recorded a show because I was in Victoria visiting my family and my friends and my Victoria peeps. And when I was there, I watched a Bruce Lee movie. And I hope you guys know who Bruce Lee is. He's an older kung fu movie star, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. And I have a, like a box set of his that I got because it was on sale. And we were trying to find a movie to watch, my friend and I. And so we're looking through, and there's one called The Big Boss. And immediately I was like, classic, we need to watch that. It's called The Big Boss. And if you haven't watched an old karate movie lately or at all, you should really do it because it was dubbed over poorly in English, and it's just fantastic. Like the fight scenes and the plot, and it all just came together to just be really, really excellent. There's one scene where the big boss throws a knife at Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee kicks the knife, and the knife goes like straight back into the big boss's chest. And it was a little cheesy and like physically impossible, but just hilarious to watch. So I really recommend digging up a Bruce Lee movie and watching it, because I enjoyed it, and I think you guys might too. So, with that out of the way, I would like to play a song by the band Gordon, Tsunami Week. They're really cool too. I really highly, high recommendation on that one. Several thumbs up, not just two, also other thumbs, like maybe your big toes. My big toes are also up. But I guess that's not really a gesture. That just is me showing off my foot flexibility. Either way, good band. And the song I want to play for you today is a song called Reason off their album The Farewell Paradox. Gordon Tsunami Week, band. Reason is the song, and now is me playing it. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that song. That was by Gordon Tsunami Week. The song is Reason. And I have reason to believe that that's a cool song. I hope you have liked the music that I picked out today. I take pride in my music picking out. I go to the farmer's market of the internet and scavenge around for the freshest songs available. And then I pick those songs and play them for you. So I hope that that you're picking up what I'm putting down, my scavenged songs that I'm picking up for you. So we are running out of time, but we still have enough time for me to plug the Facebook page, and I do so because the Facebook page is Spice of Life CITR 101.9 FM. And you should go and like that page if you have Facebook capabilities, because it makes me feel good. There are 45 likes on there now. You better believe I count them, because it's nice to know that there are people out there. It's nice to know there are people listening. And it's a good way for us to keep in contact, too, because I post the track lists on there, and I post sometimes podcast stuff and just music that I find. And it's good, too, because I can put out updates for the show. So right now the show is in a bit of, I don't want to say turmoil, because turmoil sounds like a bad thing. And it's not really a bad thing. It's in a period of change, because the show is from 2 to 3 on Thursdays. But I have work now from 2 to 3 on Thursdays. I'm a working man. In the words of Modest Mouse, gotta go to work, gotta go to work, gotta have a job. I like that song. Anyway, so I'm pre-recording the shows now because I can't be there on Thursdays, but I would like to do the shows live again, because it's nice to do it live. And it's not the same to like not wear pants in a pre-recorded show, because then it's just like a guy not wearing pants. But when I not wear pants and I do a regular show, it's just freeing. So anyway, that's in the works then. So potentially the Spice of Life will be the Spice of Life on a different time slot soon. But there's a turmoil to do with the station, because a lot of students are leaving and going places and not being able to continue their shows. So spots get freed up, spots change. There's a lot of change. And unfortunately, your old pal Ben is lower priority, which is fine, because other people are obviously more important than I am. So anyway, it's going to be Thursdays from 2 to 3 until it isn't, and then I hope you'll get the information about that. So that's something to look forward to, maybe a different time slot, and other fun stuff. It's going to be like the Spice of Life Reloaded. I'm going to have a bunch of exciting guests featuring myself, and all of the people I can pretend that can come on are the accents that I can have. And maybe soundboards, too. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. So anyway, Facebook page, show's going to be changing stuff. Thank you for listening. It's a pleasure to do this, and it's good that there's maybe at least one person out there, aside from my mom, who listens, which is good. And my mom listens, too, which is great. So anyway, what I guess I'm trying to say is thank you for having me into your ears. That was a weird way to put it. I hope Thursday's a nice day. I'm not going to give you the forecast because I'm not there. But I hope it is, and I hope you have a good Thursday, and I hope you have a good rest of your week, and thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure. I'm going to get the band Belladonna to play me out. I think I played them last week. The song is Night Sky Blues. So have a great week. Take care, take care, take care, and I will be in communications soon. See you guys later.
flying, stopping time to analyze life. Channel my mind through these passages, rhymes, candles and fire, it's as sharp as a knife. Handle my eye, the stars in the sky. Water with wine, wasted half of my life chasing habits of diamonds, standing with lions, asking for lines, fading backwards at night.
Dreaming, it always gets the best of me. You see the face of what it used to be.
This is all for the breath, watch my stutter, my step caught from under the next part, I say that I'm right. As sudden as death, I saw a tunnel descend, flooding my head till there's nothing but light. Colors and specs gon' fuck with my head, get dusted a bit and I'm falling behind. I'm running a wreck, is it something I said, losing touch with